Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archeries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Introduction to Public Policy by Charles Whelan is an accessible gateway into how governments try to solve real problems and why those efforts often fall short. Rather than treating policy as abstract ideology, Whelan approaches it as applied problem solving shaped by incentives, scarce resources, and imperfect information. The book lays out what public policy is, who makes it, and how choices are evaluated when society disagrees about goals or when the costs and benefits fall on different groups. It also introduces core tools used by policymakers, including cost-benefit analysis, program evaluation, and basic economic reasoning about externalities, public goods, and redistribution. Along the way, the text highlights the practical constraints of politics, bureaucracy, and interest group influence, showing how good intentions can produce unexpected outcomes. Written for students and curious readers, it aims to build the habit of asking disciplined questions about evidence, trade-offs, and implementation so that debates move beyond slogans toward workable solutions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, what public policy is and how decisions get made. A central theme is defining public policy as the set of choices governments make to address public problems, from education and health to transportation and safety. The book maps the policy process in plain language, agenda setting, formulation, adoption, implementation, and evaluation. It explains why some issues rise to the top while others remain ignored, emphasizing attention, timing, crises, and political incentives. Readers are introduced to the roles of elected officials, agencies, courts, and state and local governments, along with the ways federal systems divide authority. The discussion also highlights how institutions shape outcomes. Committees, rules, budgets, and veto points can slow action or steer it toward compromise. Importantly, the book stresses that policy decisions are rarely purely technical. Values and distributional conflicts matter because people disagree about fairness and because benefits and burdens are not evenly shared. By framing policymaking as a sequence with identifiable actors and constraints, the reader gains a practical mental model for analyzing any policy proposal. The goal is not to memorize institutions, but to understand how the structure of decision-making influences what governments can realistically do and what they often end up doing. Secondly, economic logic, trade-offs, incentives, and unintended consequences. Whelan relies on basic economic reasoning to show why policy design must account for human behavior. Scarcity forces trade-offs, meaning that every program has opportunity costs even when funding feels abstract. The book explains incentives as the engine behind many policy outcomes. People respond to rewards and penalties, and organizations react to rules in predictable ways. This lens clarifies why well-meaning interventions can produce unintended consequences, such as shifting behavior rather than solving the underlying problem. Key concepts often covered include externalities, when private actions impose costs or benefits on others, and public goods, where markets underprovide because no one can be easily excluded from enjoying the benefit. These ideas help justify when government intervention can improve outcomes and when it can make things worse. The book also contrasts market failures with government failures, noting that bureaucratic constraints, imperfect information, and political pressures can lead to inefficient programs. By grounding policy debates in incentives and trade-offs, readers learn to ask sharper questions: what behavior will a policy encourage, discourage, or simply displace? What hidden costs might appear? Which actors will adapt, and how? This toolkit makes it easier to evaluate proposals beyond ideology. Thirdly, cost-benefit analysis and measuring what matters. A major practical tool introduced is cost-benefit analysis, the structured effort to compare a policy's gains and losses in a common metric. The book explains why this approach is attractive. It imposes discipline, forces clarity about assumptions, and helps choose among competing uses of limited resources. It also discusses the hard parts, including valuing non-market outcomes such as cleaner air, reduced risk, or time saved. Concepts like discounting, which compares present costs to future benefits, are used to show how long-term projects can look very different depending on time horizons and interest rates. The book also addresses distributional issues that cost-benefit analysis can obscure, since the same net benefit can hide harms to specific communities. Readers are encouraged to see cost-benefit analysis as a guide rather than a mechanical decision rule. The usefulness depends on transparent methods, careful sensitivity checks, and honest acknowledgement of uncertainty. By walking through how analysts estimate costs, forecast outcomes, and quantify risk, the text equips readers to interpret policy claims more critically. Instead of accepting a headline number, the reader learns to ask what was counted, what was left out, and whose preferences were implicitly prioritized. Fourthly, markets, regulation, and the limits of government action. Another core topic is the relationship between markets and government, including when regulation is justified and how it can be designed to minimize harm. The book outlines common rationales for intervention, such as curbing pollution, ensuring product safety, preventing monopolistic abuse, and protecting consumers when information is uneven. It also explains why regulation is difficult. Regulators may lack information, rules can be captured by the industries they oversee, and compliance costs can be high or unevenly distributed. The text typically contrasts command and control regulation with more flexible approaches, such as taxes, subsidies, and market-based mechanisms that harness incentives. It also acknowledges that not all problems are best solved by regulation, highlighting cases where government programs suffer from waste, rigid rules, or poorly aligned incentives. This balanced framing helps readers move past simplistic pro-market or pro-government positions. Instead, the focus becomes institutional design, which tool matches the problem, what enforcement capacity exists, and how might actors game the rules. By emphasizing both market failures and government failures, the book helps readers evaluate realistic policy alternatives and recognize that the best choice is often the least bad option under real-world constraints. Lastly, social policy, equity, and the politics of redistribution. Public policy is also about values, and the book addresses how governments respond to inequality, poverty, and social risk through redistribution and social programs. It explains why redistribution is politically contentious. People disagree about responsibility, fairness, and the role of government, and they fear waste or dependency while also recognizing moral and economic reasons to provide support. The text highlights how program design affects both outcomes and legitimacy, including eligibility rules, benefit levels, work incentives, and administrative simplicity. It also explores the concept of targeted versus universal benefits, showing the trade-off between directing resources to those most in need and building broad political support. Implementation challenges matter here as well, because complex rules can exclude eligible recipients or create burdens that reduce take-up. The book connects equity debates to measurement, asking how society defines poverty, what counts as success, and how to evaluate programs that aim for long-term human capital gains rather than immediate outcomes. By treating social policy as both an economic and political problem, readers gain a realistic understanding of why reforms are difficult and why evidence alone rarely settles disputes. The result is a richer view of how policy choices reflect collective priorities. In conclusion, this book is best suited for undergraduate students, early career professionals in government or nonprofits, and any citizen who wants to understand policy debates without needing advanced economics or political science. Readers benefit because Whelan teaches a repeatable way to think, define the problem, identify incentives, compare tools, estimate costs and benefits, and anticipate implementation hurdles. That mindset improves everyday judgment, whether the topic is healthcare, climate policy, taxes, or education, and it helps readers separate persuasive rhetoric from credible analysis. The book is also valuable for people who feel overwhelmed by policy details. It provides a clear framework for asking the right questions and recognizing the trade-offs that all serious proposals involve. Compared with similar introductory texts, it is often praised for readability and practical examples that connect theory to recognizable public issues, making it easier to retain concepts and apply them later. Rather than pushing a single ideological line, the emphasis on evidence, incentives, and institutional constraints makes it a useful reference across viewpoints. For buyers, the combination of approachable writing and durable analytical tools makes it a strong, long-term addition to a policy or civic literacy shelf. If you would like to support Charles Whelan, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.